Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, the draft is 3 days away. We're quickly approaching, which means on Monday, the director of player personnel, Nick Caserio, gave his pre-draft press conference to the media.
Yeah, and it's we really are getting down and dirty here on the draft. And Caserio did open up by acknowledging, you know, really the events around Boston the last week and thanking law enforcement on behalf of the Patriots. He was wearing a Patriots marathon team jacket, which I thought was a really nice touch. The Patriots, of course, having a lot of runners. So it was important for him and the team to acknowledge what has gone on here, but it really is now onto the draft.
Right. The show must go on. So let's talk about some notes that we take away from Caserio's press conference. And I'll start it off by saying, you know, he mentioned that most of the work is done, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's over for the coaches. They could still spend the next couple of days on the road visiting some players. We know that was the case in 2011 when Dante Scarnecchia, I think it was a Monday before the draft, went, visited Nate Solder, ends up being a first-round draft pick. So that's just something to keep in mind, that even though they may have their ideas set in stone, it's not always set in stone.
That's right. Some very interesting stories like that that come out after the draft. My biggest takeaway, I didn't expect Nick Caserio to rattle off names of players that they're interested in. In fact, the only name that came up at all in any kind of context was Matt Elam. And it wasn't like he said, hey, we are interested in Matt Elam. And he really rattled off a few different positions. But the interesting thing to me was, one question was, what would be your wish list in this draft? And he said the wish list is to improve the team. Well, what's interesting this year, with only five picks right now that could make trades, it's far fewer than they've really ever have. It is the lowest in team history.
Right.
My eyes are going to be just as much on Saturday night and Sunday, the undrafted free agents. And he did mention, Caserio did, that the approach they take to undrafted free agency may have something to do with how many picks they make and roster management. When you add undrafted free agents, they sign immediately. The draft picks don't. You got to have room for them. So I'm going to be just as interested and just as curious with the undrafted free agents as I am with the draft itself.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's a franchise low, only five picks, and he didn't seem at all fazed by that. The approach didn't seem to be any different. You know, he said this is, we go with what we've got. So that's what they have so far right now.
They put their board together the same, whether they have five picks or 15 picks.
Right.
It's just a matter of when they're on the clock. Do they make a decision to trade? Do they make a pick? And they go by their board. That's what they do every year. That's what they say they do.
So a lot of stuff is happening around Gillette Stadium and in the NFL and certainly with the Patriots. So we'll certainly have you covered right here on Patriots.com. But that will do it for now from Gillette Stadium. And we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.